You'd like to stand up in such a way that your feet are on something relatively firm, so not too much padding underfoot unless you know you need that for some kind of structural reasons. I mean, a mat is fine, but just not anything bouncy.
Sorry.
Putting your feet shoulder width apart. Pointing relatively straight forward so the weight can balance easily and evenly, front and back, left and right. Just noticing what it's like to feel your feet pressing into the ground, your body upright. If you're not familiar with standing meditation, it's really much the same as sitting, giving attention to the immediate experience of what it's like to be standing right here. Being mindful of that bodily experience as a framework for being present. As a support for being here. So if you feel at all drowsy, it's useful to have the eyes just half open. And if you feel at all unsteady at any point, light-headed or wobbly, please feel free to sit down. You don't have to. I find it useful to just allow the arms to hang. Just let the shoulders and arms be given back to gravity. We're not holding them up as we often unconsciously do. Feeling the way your feet press into the ground. Firmness or solidity or substantiality of that experience, however you experience it. If it's different than that, noticing how it is for you. Feeling up through your body, through your legs. And just soften behind the knees so the knees aren't locked, rigid. Makes the posture a little more dynamic and fluid, and awake. And moving up through the pelvis, feeling the belly, allowing it to hang out. Not holding it back unconsciously, habitually, as we often do, pulling it in. Again, giving your belly back to gravity. And, just opening up the posture a little, so it's the sense of the space between the pelvis and the breastbone, sternum. That's quite full, not collapsed by leaning forward. Just gently having a sense of opening or extending that space. As we do so, you may notice that the torso just slowly inclines ever so slightly backwards, so the arms can just kind of drop off the shoulders backwards. But of course it means that the belly is kind of exposed and the torso likewise. And just allowing the head to lift as if it's light on the shoulders. It doesn't have to look any particular way, more useful just to feel on the inside. A sense of uprightness. Just settling into standing. If you notice it starts to feel a little difficult, see if you can relax with that, not resisting or forcing. If you really have to sit down, that's okay, but just to see what it's like to stay steady with the uprightness and the gentle but steady intentionality we need to bring to stand. Becoming aware of your tensing in your body, in the legs, seeing if they can just soften a little. Or if you're holding in your belly, tight, pulling in. As you breathe out, just inviting a releasing of the belly again. Likewise, the shoulders and the arms, just consciously inviting them to hang as they do, while remaining firmly upright through the torso. Maybe a little difficult to sustain the posture. Just seeing what it's like. You just bend your knees a little and sit or rest. Not really bending them, but just soften. As if you're just allowing your bottom to come a little closer to your heels. Just a fraction. softening in the knees. And you can alternate between that and standing up a little. See what that's like. And if it's not easy, seeing if you can be easy with yourself. Sometimes it's not easy to stand. Stand up. Just like now to invite you to bring your attention into your hands as you're standing. Just feel what they're like, hanging as they have been with the ends of your arms. And just as you bring your attention into your hands, feeling, just imagine what it will be like. And as you imagine allowing it to happen. They were attached to pieces of string that started to just gently now lift them up. So the arms go out slowly towards the side. Just check that you're not going to bang into your neighbor, but just need a little adjustment. And just letting your arms come up by your side. So they're pointing out left and right. And yes, you might want to move a little forwards or backwards if that's what gives you the space. Just noticing what that's like to have a sense of the arms lifted and extended outwards for a few moments. And again, just breathing with what that's like. You might notice that's not easy and you don't have to force yourself, but see what's possible. And imagine just breathing out into your shoulders right now, as if you were inflating them with your out-breath. Maybe taking a deeper breath now and breathing out into your shoulders. And this one you might want to make a little noise as you just let the out breath breathing in and and again. Whatever the sound is for you. Breathing in, inflating the shoulders, and then this time as you breathe in, letting your arms come right up to the top, up above your heads. Breathing in, holding a moment, and then as you breathe out, just let them slowly come back down to horizontal. Breathing in. As you breathe out this time, letting them just slowly drift down to your sides and hang. And just notice what that feels like. Your hands, your shoulders, your body. Notice how your legs feel, if they're different than before we lifted our arms up, or the same. And now, if you'd like to, when I've just said what I'm about to say, you, if you wish, can sit down, or if you'd like to stand for a few more minutes, you're very welcome to do so. But make the transition into the sitting something quite conscious and mindful. So sitting or standing, just continuing to be here. Maybe we can do those windows later, actually, Gary. We just, in a moment, that'd be great, thank you. But just for now. Settling into the sitting or the standing, if you wish. And if you find yourself wanting to sit down, having continued standing, you're very welcome to. If when you're sitting down, if you start to feel drowsy, just lift your arms up as we just did. In fact, perhaps let's everyone do that. So again, just letting your attention come down into your hands. Feeling your hands hanging or sitting in your lap, if that's where they are. And as you next breathe in, just lifting up your arms, letting them just gently rise up to horizontal. Or thereabouts. And taking a breath there. Being aware of your neighbors. I want you to just change the angle a little bit to accommodate. And breathing in, breathing out into your shoulders. As you breathe in again, arms coming up to the center above your head. Just taking a breath or two here. Your hands up if you wish, or if you like now as you next breathe out, letting them drop down to horizontal. And then on the next breath, as again you're breathing out, and come down, let them hang. Just being sensitive to your experience as you sit or stand, the arms up or out or hanging or sitting in your lap. Just listening to the sound as the bell rings.